pleasant green, like a picture postcard scene, to childhood spread with fond maternal care. From the day that he was born, proud relations came to form and compliment his pretty golden hair. In boyhood sent away to a boarding school to stay, its crumbling proud traditions forced to bear. And his friends in this new world said he looks more like a girl with those blue eyes and pretty golden hair. In secluded youth, into manhood's search for truth, his mother's eyes now wet to turn to stare. For he said, I must be bound this day for London town, for I believe my fortune's waiting there. So like an eager cutting knife, he plunged in a new life, all never known beforehand anywhere. And the thought that he might trip in his ignorance and slip never struck beneath his pretty golden hair. The days soon grew thin and boredom fostered him. His job was thrown away without a care. For a man, Suffer said, you learn twice as much instead with those blue eyes and pretty golden hair. For London town possess all many a tempter's nest, and thus he fell with scarce a thought or care. And so easily he slipped into prostitution's grip, foundation by his pretty golden. But the years quickly flew, and his mind slowly grew from early freedom into deep despair. As the money ceased to roll, a tired and lonely soul poured curses on his pretty golden hair. The years stole their time, now the living's hard to find, and early friends have vanished in the air. And the gay partisies changed to public lavatories, have turned to grey his pretty golden hair. Oh, his life was only used, and his body just abused, by those who never think and never care. If his file said suicide, no, that wasn't.